Yes, man up the movement. We welcome you tonight. This is our Tuesday episode with our host, Pastor E. And yes, we are excited. The foundation has been set. We are calling all men. This is Man Up the Movement, but we're calling all people, all men to the discussion. Let's keep it real. Yes, I will do better now. We're asking all to get involved, all to let's discover together and let the truth be now. Yes, man up simply means now is my time to fight. I am taking personal responsibility for my own life. I am no longer, please remember the entry of I am. I am no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I am walking in purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Yes, I am no longer operating with a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus that paid it all. Yes, Man of the Movement is for you. Man of the Movement is your opportunity to join with us in one accord and say, you know what? He'll do it for you. This credo, this movement is not about the network ratings. It's not about personal accomplishments. What it is about is us joining together on one accord and saying, you know what? I used to be just like you. I cannot judge, but what I can say, it's time to take full responsibility for your own life. And from that point on, as we man up, now God can start to maneuver on our behalf. Because see, God has already done it. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 16, it says everything God has done is complete. It's final. But he requires an account of the past. See, my brothers, as we man up, we say, you know what? I must take full responsibility. That says I go to another level to say, I let you off the hook. Oh, my God. The first people I let off the hook as a testimony was my praying mama, grandmama, stepmama, sister, and everybody else that kept me through all of my stuff. I had to release them and started to now sow the seed that they had sowed into me. Then I had to let everybody else off the hook because it wasn't their fault. We always want to blame somebody else. But when you man up, you take personal responsibility to say, that was my fault. Now, I pray to God, as well as all of our covenant partners always are. There's females out there tonight. Yeah, woman up as we're talking. But it must be personal that we take full responsibility for everything that we had control of. Yes, somebody told you, somebody presented it to you, somebody asked you to do it, somebody that we now can have the blame game about. But when you really, truly become accountable, you say, you know what, that it was in my spirit. You remember, it was something in your belly that just was just unsettled, but you still said, yes, I'll go. And when the lights went off, you said, why did you guys have drugs in the car? You knew before you even got in the car. You had to let those people off the hook. Remember, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. So we're manning up tonight. We're taking full responsibility, and we're letting it be personal. God is no respecter of person. I say this for every broadcast. If you think God is doing something for me, he'll do better for you. When you put in the work, God, if you're wondering why haven't you been called for this or why haven't this door opened? If you do the work, the doors will open. If you do the work, the assignments will come. If you do the work, watch this, the covenant will come into place, because the covenant is where God says, everything I have already planned for you, you can have right now because you reestablished yourself in me. And you manned up, you womaned up, you stood up, you spoke up, you confessed up to say, now we're going to go to another level. That's what it's all about here on the Now Network, Man Up the Movement. We thank you for every listener here tonight. Now, we're excited because we're going to introduce several artists. We got some partners coming towards the end, you know, Too Crunk with Jesus, our covenant brother. We have I Am Justified coming through, because there's a someone that has wanted to petition with us. They call him Always. That's going to come at the end. We're going to even ask our special guest to listen to his song and then to say, give his judgment. We're having a little idol the Now Idol program tonight towards the end. But before we go any further, without any further ado, without any special introduction, we have a special guest tonight that came as a ram in the bush. Now, somebody says, well, he called you, or somebody says that now you have things that God has given you to give away. That's a ram in the bush. When you can give and receive freely, you know that a ram is involved. Oh, yeah, God gave freely, but it didn't come until you gave freely first. And without any further ado, I want to present to some and introduce to others my friend, and I consider him that. He said Brother Dion, but we're going to go into that later. Brother Dion, he is with Guiding Light Prayer Ministry, CEO and co-founder. Look, God is giving all these new titles out. CEO and co-founder of that prayer line for the ministry that he's a part of, and he's going to tell us all about that. But without any other introductions, welcome my brother Dion to Man After Movement. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Glad to be on the show. Amen.
Amen. We're grateful to have you here, and we know this is by no mysterious situation, but by a miraculous move of faith in us, we're going to really see God do some things tonight. So God bless you, man. This is Man After Movement. And you know, we were talking earlier. He's like, well, you know, you got to testify today, because people don't know how to go through unless they have an experience of going through. And even in your willingness to serve God, it's still not perfect when you say yes to God, is it?
Right. Absolutely. You are absolutely right, Pastor. I just thank God for being on this line, man. It just feels like you're home right now, Pastor E, man.
Just
thank God for you, brother. Thank you.
Well, the most thing is I thank God for you because of your transparency with me. And that's what Man Up is about, is that, you know, first of all, the Word of God says that we haven't been given a spirit of fear. When I know that God has called me to do something is when I get that little shakiness in my belly and be like, oh, that ain't for me. Ooh, I get that little, I'll be like, oh, I better fight against that thing, because I know God wants that from me, but the enemy would love to kill, steal, and destroy the spirit that will give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. I want you to just take a moment, share who's Dion. Are you married? Who are you? You know, I don't do the scripture interview. I let someone really be open and say, this is who I am. But who is Dion first? Yes. Not the minister, not the ministry, but who is Dion the man?
Well, yeah, I'm Dion. I'm actually from North Carolina. Just a regular old country boy from the sticks out here in the Carolina. And you know, I just enjoy, you know, helping people. You know, that's just me. You know, I grew up, my parents, you know, said to help people. You know, that's what you got to do. So that's all it is. Amen. Just trying to.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know we have something in common that you probably haven't even put together. I'm a PK also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I grew up in the church. I cleaned the church. I played the drums in the church. I was so rebellious back then. Let's not even get into that testimony. We'll talk offline about that. But I grew up in the church. My daddy was a preacher. Yes, yes. Born and raised in Biloxi, Mississippi, and then came to California. Then he went to Texas and started his ministry and came back to California, and then God really blessed his ministry. I'm a PK kid, so I know it from the front row. Yes, sir.
My Lord, yes, I know about that. The PK kids, that's, they say we the worst ones, but, you know, to God be the glory.
You're going to start something, because that's one of my testimonies is that. Now, don't get me wrong. I was rebellious. And as I said in the beginning, when I manned up, I really just, I had to let my father and my mother off the hook, because people only do what they know how to do. You could be a Christian. If you don't have the right principles and you're not doing the right thing, you're going to teach somebody else how to do the wrong thing. But watch this. For so many years, I was a good kid. But don't you know I heard something more that formed my life? And I didn't understand this until I got older and I got saved and I started to analyze my life. And I said, you know what? You know, I'm a product of my environment. You know, because the spirit that you let in, that spirit comes to live inside of you. So I heard so many times, oh, yeah, that's Reverend Hamilton's son. Oh, he bad. He ain't going to live to be 18. I'm 54. He going to do this. I heard that so many times that when I really realized it, Dion, I now started to try to do it. I heard it so much that I'd be the worst kid. I used to work at being the worst kid. Wow. And I found myself lost because of the words that were spoke to me. Oh, my God, you're going to make me preach tonight. See, you sitting back there. Are you looking for a word from me? Because I'm looking for a word from you. But if you want a word, I learned that words had so much power that you can only speak life or death. There's no in between. There's no sometimey word. There's no wannabe word. There is a solid word that's going to either kill or give life. Oh, the Bible says the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Oh, my! Those words I heard as a young man molded me. That when my daddy, who was a preacher and full, when anything he said to me, I rebelled because that wasn't the word that was in me. I was rebellious to the word of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for what he's done for me. But thank God what he's done for you. Come on. Now, are you single, married? You have a family?
I'm married. I got 7 kids between me and my wife, you know. So, I mean, like I say, like you said.
Hold on. Let me break this one down. You are a father. You are a father. Oh, my God. See, now we can see maybe how this is toning in, because man up is to help somebody else to go through what we've been through. Maybe it's parenthood tonight. We're going to see the Holy Spirit move. Okay, so you're married. 7 kids. Okay, what's your oldest?
My oldest, she's 21. She's 21. She's in college right now. So, trying to get her second degree. So, amen.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's something I want to catch on there, because one of our listeners, one of our men that are manning up, wants to hear this. What made you be so strong? Because you said second degree. Most black families are good with 1 degree. But what did you teach your child to now? Because that couldn't have been you. The first one was, I could say, that was parents. You and your wife.
Yes.
Sowing in her. But what did you sow into her that made her reach for that second? Oh, my God. Tell somebody.
Well, she was already gifted from birth, but what we taught was to make sure she got good grades. I mean, that was natural for her, but we just taught her to go to college, you know, make something of yourself, and that's what she's doing. She, you know, she's still pushing it. She's getting it, man. I just thank God for her. Yes.
Second degree? Oh my! She has to be getting it. That is something that we should applaud. And those parents out there and those young people that are listening today, you can do it. Don't give up. Don't, just because you're not there now, you can do it. And we want to help you to get there. So you're sowing seeds into your children and you're building the principles. Because I heard something at the beginning. You kind of were a little bit hesitant, because who did it in her? It wasn't you guys. I think it was the seeds you sowed in her that God really motivated her to have that desire.
It was all God. I tell you, he just, you know, it was many days that we had to, you know, talk to her. But like I say, she really went for, you know, she through God, anything is possible.
Mm. Yes. And without him, nothing. Ooh,
nothing.
I got a catchphrase for everything. And without him, nothing is impossible. You can't do nothing without him. But with him,
yes,
we can do what? How many things? All things. Hallelujah. Okay, so your family, seven kids, the oldest is 20. What's your youngest?
Youngest, she's seven.
Oh, so y'all still at work. Ooh, y'all, y'all at work. That must take some teamwork.
We're making it, thank God.
Just a man-up question. Does it take a man to be involved in everything in the house to be a real man, or can you just get away with going to work and providing a check?
Oh, yeah, I have to be involved in everything, you know, just to man up with it, you know, to be honest. At my house, you know, I have to man up here.
Well, if you got a good woman, she's going to make sure you man up. But anyway, that's another show. But anyway, but to be obedient, to man up, you know, most guys out there may say, well, man, you know that saying, oh, he's weak, he's this. When you are obedient, it's not being weak, it's being submissive to God.
Yes.
I wish I would have known, I teach some good lessons about marriage now. I wish I would have known them when I was only married once. And
right.
Unfortunately, I was young and didn't and was all had everything mixed around, didn't have my priorities in order. I wish I would have known that old saying, I wish I would have known then what I know now. But I didn't. But the good thing about God is that as he's preparing me for the next level, I will know. It won't be a question, will it be any lack? It won't be any question, am I doing the right thing? It won't be any question because I'm learning very strong. And I'm so glad to have brothers around like you that can share transparently that I'm taking notes.
Yeah.
And saying it's important that I do it together, you know, and things like that. What would you say to our brothers out there that are now you got seven kids, so you got how long you guys been together?
We me and my wife have been together 7 years. This is my second marriage, but
okay,
you know,
okay.
First one didn't work out.
Perfection. Oh, it's time for perfection in this thing. Oh, that's one of them numbers. Don't get me to get – remember I tell you, I am fivefold, so I do roll with the punches. It doesn't – you know, you got to say, where's a prophet? If it's prophetic, I can get in that role because I am fivefold. I believe that, you know, Jesus said, if you believe in me and the works that I did, you can do what?
Yes.
Also. So he was all fivefold, so I'm all fivefold too. But, oh, my God, seven. Oh, it's going to be some perfection going around there in that household. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We'll talk offline on that one. Glory.
Woo,
Jesus. So 7 years, and you guys are perfecting teamwork.
Yes, yes. That's what we're doing now.
Who's the leader?
We both are. I would say we both are. When it comes to, you know, the body of Christ, I feel like we both play a part as a leader. Sometimes I may not feel like up to par, but there she go. Then she actually takes that spot, you know. So we both tag team. Hello.
Oh, I'm here. As the board coordinator. We had somebody that was trying to get in. They kept calling my phone, and I'm like, I gave you the number. But anyway, we got that straight. But that teamwork, it has to be, as you said, I think what I picked up from that, it has to be initiated from both sides.
Yes.
You both have to be willing to join into a team matrimony. Somebody out there is taking notes about marriage. You may not think it. This is man up, but, you know, those people in preparation for that next phase of their relationship need to know about things that work. And if you guys are together, six kids, whether three are with her and four are somewhere else, or however it works out, and you're still together, people need to hear these testimonies that we know we can do it. Because those are some of the biggest challenges that people come up with being the second wife or being the second husband and having other children that have nothing really to do with it but are so detrimental to the big relationship. Manning up needs to know those things because that's where we're failing at.
Yes.
Now, say, if you don't say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord.
You got such a gift. You have such a radio and a that radio ministry video. You have that. And God is about to burst some things out of you. You better stop hanging with me because I'm gonna push you.
Yeah.
Because I know that's why God has put us together, that we can encourage each other. I've already elevated my mindset since I met you. I'm already thinking bigger and saying, wow, thank you, Jesus. Just like you showed me how to do this, you sent a ram in the bush to show me how to what you want me to do. Hallelujah.
Man, hallelujah.
Now
glory
to
God.
So that touches us right there is that we met through ministry. Now, I want to just ask the question for my listeners that know me. You reached out to me, and how fast did I answer?
I mean, it was immediately, really.
Okay, so
like,
could immediately be translated into now?
Yes, now. Matter of fact, let me say this. I mean, this brother here didn't hesitate. He didn't say, let me think about it. He just can't. He said, I'll do it. And he was on there Monday, didn't have to tell him nothing about doing anything. He was there. Pastor E is the man. That's all I can say.
Well, it's the Jesus in me that makes you even say that. But the commitment to be in agreement is what I really wanted to touch in there, is because you don't have to know anybody to be in agreement. You just got to know the word of God and know what his purpose is for your life and for everybody else, is that he gets the glory in everything. Decently and orderly, we can flow and have the anointing going out right now. Now, there's some people out there that are just raising your hands because you feel an anointing flowing broadcast of agreement. I'm on the West Coast. It is 6:30 my time. My brother is on the East Coast. It's 9:30 his time.
Yes.
Everybody want to call my other number tonight? I'm going to beat up all my little covenant partners tonight. But we're in every area, and we're also Madison, Wisconsin is online, Covenant. Houston, Texas, Covenant. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Covenant is online tonight. This is where we make those strong connections that it's not about nobody but God. Can we take a second just to release it all to him? Oh, my God. Have your way, Lord. If we had an agenda, make it yours. If we had our own plans, make it yours. If we want to add our own story, make it yours. If it was anything that was not pleasing to you, we're taking a sound break right now. No commercials. We give you the commercial. That one person will hear you tonight and say, I want to know more about Jesus. If you want to know more about me, all I'm going to tell you is about Jesus. If you really want to know me, you follow me, you're going to go the wrong way because I'm no good. Whoa, but Christ that lives in me, that dwells in me, I am perfect in his eyesight, and I'm going to lead you to him. So your ministry, I know you have a passion. Now, we want to share with our listeners, because we do have covenant partners in North Carolina and South Carolina, that we want to just you to share your ministry, the church that you guys are part of. We want you to share right now the prayer line ministry. Don't talk about the surprise. We got a surprise coming. Don't even mention the surprise, but I want you to share the ministry that God has given you guys with our listeners now, that how you want to promote Jesus anyway.
Well, I just want to tell you about the Guidelight Ministry prayer line at the time. What happened was I started out with the I was going to church, and I was getting in trouble a lot. And my mom was like, you need to do something, do something better for your life. And lo and behold, we started this prayer line, me and my wife. And we got on the prayer line, and that very night, matter of fact, it was the night we started this prayer line, my my baby mother that I had at the time, you know, she's still my baby mom, but my kids, you know, her boyfriend got shot and killed that very same night. And my mom had a vision, you know, like a dream, like, you know, she's a prophet. She said, run from those kids, run. You know, she said, run. I said, why you going? I can't see my kids. So that very night, her boyfriend got shot and killed that very same night, man. And I was on the prayer line at that time. And I was like, my Lord. So, you know, this is an awesome prayer line that we have, man. And I thank God for my mother and my father, Apostle Angela Bannerman, Apostle Michael Bannerman. And our church is in Rocky Point, North Carolina. It's God and Light Ministries International. And we've been doing this. I think she's been pastoring over here about 10 years now. So we thank God for it, you know. And this is my first time ever being interviewed on a radio show or anything. So I'm kind of nervous, but I thank God for Pastor E, man.
Oh, no, you coming on out. You coming out. This is your come out party tonight. You are hanging here on the Now Network. I don't know if I've ever shared with you what the acronym is for the Now Network. Can you spell that for me? Now. Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, N-O-W.
Okay, N means not. O means are. And W means will. Not our will network. We just punched the buttons. We ain't got nothing to do with here. Even on the Now Radio for You, which is a radio station that's available, iTunes, you can get on either app, Google Play, or the iTunes store, the Now Radio for You is, we just put the music in there that the Holy Spirit leads us, but our DJ's name is DJ Holy Ghost.
Wow.
I'm testifying and I'm being honest with you. I never, even if I wanted to hear something particular, I never interrupt because when I turn it on, it's playing what I wanted to hear anyway. DJ Holy Ghost never let me down. He plays the right songs at the right time, and I just lift my hands and allow God to do what he is doing. Hallelujah. See, that's manning up, getting out the way. That's manning up, allowing God to get all the glory. Has anybody gave God all the glory today?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It is awesome tonight to have you here. So do you have, is your broadcast daily?
Yes, daily, almost 24/7. It's like every 3 hours right now.
What? Wait a minute. Who runs it?
Me and my wife, we run it right now.
Y'all work hard like me. We 24/7. Yes. And then we have these shows once a day. Particularly at 6 o'clock, except for Sundays and Saturdays, Real Taco Saturdays. And then I promise you, I wanted to make a generic flyer to send to you that it wasn't just a particular date. We have different guests and different things coming on there. I'm going to send you that tonight, I promise you. But I wanted to make it where it was generic, where you could continue to promote those things without having to say, oh, that's different this week. Different than last week and not be up to date. So that will be coming your ways. And so you're 24 hours every 3 hours, and you're about to launch a new program on your network.
Yes.
Who's coming to your network? Tell our listeners.
Oh, Pastor E, the man.
What?
Hamilton. Wait. Yes.
Pastor E is coming to Pastor E is coming to Guiding Light. Oh my God.
Yes.
Well, guess what? We're going to find a spot, and it's coming, to bring Guide and Light to the Now Network. Covenant means is that we are covenant together. It's not about me, not about you, not about anybody else, but about God getting the glory. So Thursday nights, I'm going to make the announcement. Yes, on the Now Network, every Thursday night, 6 p.m., still Women Speak Now. But at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Central Time and 12 midnight on the East Coast. Yeah, that's still prime time on the East Coast. And I can't give you the name yet because I know it already, but there's still some more tweaking and some more scriptural things I need to put together, but we've already gotten the word to what we want to come. I say this, that our Wednesday morning program on Facebook Live, and we're going to look at expounding that to some other video areas as we're talking to Dion and his wife. What's your wife's first name?
Maya.
Okay, now I got it. Oh, my God. Me and Maya are friends on Facebook already. I was looking for you individually, but everything comes up. The GDM, Guiding Enlightenment, GDM Ministries prayer line. But me and your wife are friends. Okay, now we're clear there. We want to give her an opportunity to introduce herself tonight so she doesn't have to be quiet. She can get on board with this tonight. But we want everybody to know that as we're covenant, you know what covenant means. We sold out for Guide Light. And I believe that Guide Light will be sold out for the Now Network, that we can provide a service all the time that you can find when you're in need without having to pay or swipe a card or listen to a commercial begging for anything. I'm not knocking other ministries. I'm saying what God has called me to do. To give you a service of God that you can be comforted, that you can be filled. Oh my Jesus. You could be filled when you're feeling the lack. But this program is going to be a bounce off of our Wednesday and Friday program, which is Wake Up in Your Mind. If you want to read about it, John 15, read the whole chapter. Get Up in Your Thinking. Oh yeah, you got to go to the scripture, Philippians chapter 2, read the whole chapter. And Move in Your Purpose. Oh, you ain't got to read the chapter. You just go to the whole book. Luke chapter 9, when it gets down to 23, if you desire to follow him, you must deny yourself and take up your cross daily. See, that's purpose. Purpose isn't your job. Purpose isn't your profession. Purpose isn't the money, the gold, the silver. Purpose is following the most humblest, the most loving, the most perfect being we have ever experienced, and his name is Jesus. But we got to learn how to end our day. So our program, Dion, Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose, is about how you start your day. We believe is that how you start your day is how you finish your day. But now we're going to give some principles to end it outright. Oh, my God, I'm excited.
Yes.
Yes, I'm excited. So coming to Guiding Light Ministries prayer line and Bible study, Provoke to Purpose Ministries, the Now Network is going to be covenanting with them Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're excited for that. What else do you guys have going on right now? What would you like to share of any events? Please share the broadcast, as I shared before, or how people can go to your website or to your links to know what's going on, your Facebook page, that we can really stay connected. Because believe me, there's people out there. I'd be on Facebook. I couldn't go to sleep. I'm up all night long. They need somewhere to click. I'm trying to tell them. I'm going to tell you right now. I give them, listen to the replay. I give them the link and everything. Listen to the replay. But there's people up all night long with anxiety, with depression that need the word. I am here to share the word. Tell people how they can get in touch with you and listen to your network.
It's GLMI Prayer and Bible Study Line.
Yes.
And that's Facebook. And we're on all the time. And if you want to friend us, it's GLMI Prayer and Bible Study Line on Facebook. Like I say, I'll be sending the link to Pastor E2, that guy's just not friends with us. So, amen.
And he's connected to me on my page. And okay, now where's your wife at?
She's right here.
Okay, I think we need to let her do the promotion for the radio show. I think I'm just feeling something in the spirit that there's a fire behind the phone that's going to light up Guided Light Ministries prayer line and Bible study. That's not taken away, but you know, we all have our own lanes and we all have our own positions, and we want to introduce her. Pronounce her first name for me one more time. I'll never forget.
Maya.
Maya. Come on, give me the last
Bannerman.
Name too.
Bannerman.
Amen. Welcome to the network. Please share with us. Welcome, woman of God. We thank God for you and your husband and the whole ministry that you guys have going on there in North Carolina. But we want to give you an opportunity to speak and to share anything that God is sharing about the radio, the prayer line, the Bible study, and any upcoming events.
Amen. Well, I thank God for the opportunity to be on the radio tonight. I thank God for you and everyone else that's on tonight. Upcoming event that we have is a prayer conference that we're having next week, which starts on November the 1st through the 3rd. We have an annual conference. We try to do it every year where everyone from the prayer line comes together and we fellowship with each other here at our church in Rocky Point, North Carolina. So that'll be next week at 7560 Highway 117 in Rocky Point, North Carolina. And the services start at 7:30 nightly and 7 p.m. Intercessory prayer.
Amen. Now, I know you guys are going to be live also. So as you guys, if you listen to that and say, man, I'm not in North Carolina, it doesn't matter. They will have a live broadcast going on for this. If you look on their page, they go live like Pastor E. So you can still link into them and support the ministry of learning and the support of love what's going on in North Carolina. We're going to be blowing up because, as I said, we have some personal friends we grew up with here in California that relocated down there, and we're not sure how close they are, but we're going to make sure anybody who knows us is going to know about you guys and be able to fellowship with you. We want to, God bless you so much, woman of God, for being that support for your husband and Dion for manning up, coming on short notice. I know the jitterbugs came in, but guess what? You still stepped up. You still said yes. You still moved forward. And now it's the next level. Oh, the next level. We can't talk about that right now because that's between you and God. But the next level for you and your partner is right here for the blossoming. And we thank God for you guys. We want to open up the lines. Any questions tonight? You may be in that area. You may be invited guest that we said, hey, stop by today. We got some things going on. Oh, my covenant partners, don't y'all trip. You ain't got to dial one. You know I'm going to hit you first. But we want to invite anyone that would like to speak on Man Up Movement tonight to dial one and to get in this conversation. We're not going to call on James right now because I know he's probably doing set number 5. I want to bring in covenant partner number 1 tonight, and we can take 1 this week and be 7 next week. But Pastor Dwayne Collins from Madison, Wisconsin, what's up, my brother? Can we man up? Uh-oh, I threw him under the bus. See, when they don't speak, it's not that they're not there. It's that Pastor E put them under the bus. Amen.
No,
well,
no, I'm here.
I know you are. You just tried to come off mute. That's why I kept talking. I want to introduce you to Dion. Dion is from North Carolina. Pastor Dwayne Collins is from Madison, Wisconsin, originating from Chicago. This is the Man of Fellowship, just being connected now. If you know him through me, you know him like me. Thank you.
Man, I just know that I just see that the Lord is blessed and highly favored. I appreciate the info. I appreciate you and him becoming partners. Welcome aboard. Basically, I just want to say welcome aboard. I'm looking to hear and do some bigger things with you guys. I know God is going to put some stuff together. We're going to receive that here in Wisconsin. We're going to put it on the airways, and we're going to try to do the best we can to man up here to put this thing on the move. So it's a blessing to get to meet you. It's a blessing to hear your ministry,
yes,
prayer, and things of that nature. We're going to connect. We're going to get things going. That's how we do. We man up, right?
It's already done.
We man up. So
amen.
It's sure. Already done. Yes, sir.
Hey, Dion, remember the other day I told you that I put the post on my page and I got a call? Pastor Dwayne was like, hey, whoa, wait a minute, hold on, let's talk Jesus ain't till 6, what you doing? I say, man, I forgot to tell you guys that I was invited to be on the panel. He was already checking me like, hey, man, wait a minute, something changed? What happened?
Man. Because, you know, we you know, we look forward to breaking bread together and, you know, and sharing the word of God. And I was like, you know, it was a quick thing, but I was like, my wife was saying, well, you know, baby, just be, you know, be hold on, you know, things ain't that what you seem like it be, you know, he put things together, so he gonna explain. And I'm like, because I'm like, you know, it says, you know, as the blessings go up, as the praise go up, blessing come down. So I want to be in that umbrella. You know, he's been blessed. Yes. I want to be blessed.
Well, look, I'm gonna testify. I'm gonna testify because I'm very transparent. I forgot it was 2:20 my time, and I seen the. I just happened to go on Messenger and I seen the flyer, and I said, "Oh, wait a minute," because I was about to walk out the door, and I turned around, I set myself down, and I said, "Lord, okay, use me." And it did, but the word confidence, because you guys know me, we build our birthrights. And what's our birthrights? Confidence, courage, hope, faith, belief, and trust in God as a source of our everything. So I'm very familiar with confidence, but I had to really pull myself back in and say, you know what? No, do it. I could have made an excuse. Oh man, I forgot. No. When you give your word, you better hold yourself to your word. Don't wait for somebody else to hold you, hold yourself. And we had a great time. And then we now have blossomed to a new broadcast. Now, Pastor Dwayne, I was going to tell you later, you're going to be a part of this Thursday night broadcast when the family's asleep, that me and you, we're going to show you how to get on the video with us. It's a dynamic thing. You already in the lineup. We're going to definitely get a way to end our day in that and come on board with them and then launch your ministry in Wisconsin through some of the same techniques that I have learned, some of the same techniques that Minister Dion has learned and his wife, that we could share with the nation, that we could get this word out.
That's a blessing.
Yes.
That's when? Truly a blessing.
When?
Now.
When?
Now. Now.
Now.
Does anybody know what the definition of now is? 0 to 5 seconds is when you can
now
obtain a God-given dream, vision, or idea. After 5 seconds, it is in the past. Ooh, somebody better get in the now tonight. Win, win, win,
now.
Win, win,
now.
Win, win. Oh, they say that boy crazy.
Now.
The more I get in the now, the more I stay in him.
My Lord.
Every time I
That's
start thinking about
me
and what I like, I get in the now. Now, when? It just in my
now
head, I'll be walking down the street saying, when?
Now.
Woo,
man up, somebody.
Man up.
Minister Carolyn, I know you womaning up on that end. We want to welcome you to the broadcast tonight, woman of God. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, Pastor E. How are you?
I'm always blessed by
the ministry. I say that every night. I wanted to, the gentleman that's on the line, if I'm correct, he says he's in Carolina.
North Carolina, yes.
North Carolina. Okay, I wanted to clarify that. And it's ironic that he's on this line and I called in late at like 6:20. I overslept. But someone just called me from North Carolina. As you know, I work with gang members.
Yes.
And a lot of them are in the Carolina area. And someone just called me earlier today and said, Mama B, can you please pray for me? Because I'm doing the leadership boot camp, it's a lot that was said to me this morning that I know that I have to work on that will make me a totally, totally new creature in Christ. However, I did pray for them.
Yeah.
But I know that they need a backbone. I know that they need somewhere in their home where they are. And by the grace of God, I woke up in time enough to hit this ministry and to hear the pastor and his wife on the line. I did not get the name of the church or the broadcast, because we know some gang members they're scared to just come out and just walk in the church, or they don't know what their friends would say. So I would like to get that information so I could pass it on, and maybe they could listen to the broadcast. Like, I started with you and other people, and now I'm like really on fire. So it's like I know I can't wait, and I know it's supposed to be now.
Mm. When?
Now.
You know, the Holy Spirit is saying, see, collectively, we need to design something. Out of everybody listening under the sound of my voice right now, we need to design something that can reach the people you're talking about. Not to get them to come to us. How can we go to them? How can we put something on the network that they'll be like, I want to watch that. I want to hear that. Oh, no, that was down. Oh, and I know Two Crunk is ready. I know Justified is ready. I know what's the guy? There's some other brothers. I got plenty of urban brothers out there ready to minister. We need to design something that we can say, hey, man, just listen to this. And when they listen, it ain't all about the Shabakas and the thou shalt nots, but they feel comfortable,
right?
To want to know more about Jesus. We gotta get strategic, y'all.
Man. Amen. So if possible,
how many amens did I get?
Two. I said amen.
Okay. Amen.
I heard two.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, come on. We got a call.
I got three. I got four. They coming to life now. Oh my God. See, that's where when we really are communicating. I want anybody out there to know you don't have to be articulate to dial one. You don't have to be all that to dial one. Just be you. But if we don't hear you, how can we ever try to come together with something that you want to hear? We ask for your topics all the time. We ask for your problems all the time. Carolyn, now I'm going to use you as not a crash dummy, but as an example.
Amen.
When you ask for help, help comes, but if you never ask, you never get. My mom always said, a closed mouth does not
get
fed. We need people to shout out and say, I need this more. I need that 24-hour. Man, y'all, they every 3 hours, man, Pastor E, I can listen to your music 24 hours, and you're preaching that from 9 to 12, and you're preaching from 2 to 4. But now I got another entity when I'm up in the late midnight hours, Carolyn, you one of them. Up in the midnight hours, can't sleep, that I could dial this and listen to the word of God.
Yes.
Somebody shout. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Area code 310.
Pastor E.
I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring you back.
Oh,
Carolyn.
No. I just wanted to get his information before he. Got off just the name of our Facebook page or something where I could have him reach out.
That's what I was going to tell you. You got me, you got him.
Okay.
Done. Area code 310. Last four, 7685. You're live on Man of the Movement, Pastor E, Brother Dion, the whole Guiding Light Ministry. Welcome.
Hallelujah.
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 Do you have a question?
Yeah, this is always Kevin.
Hey, my brother, how are you, man? God bless you.
Man, I'm doing awesome, man. Just sitting here waiting patiently.
Hey, man, well, you dial one, so patience has now jumped you to the front of the line. This is Pastor E. Hamilton. Let me clarify who we're talking. This is Pastor E. Hamilton with our special guest here tonight, Brother Dion. And his family and his ministry on board. Now, minister, I want to say minister. Minister always, we met and there's a little back. Do you have a headset on your phone that you can use? Because I'm getting some background on you always. I just muted you because there's something bouncing out of your phone and we want to be in excellence. We're going to share the brother has come on board and gave us a song that we want to share with our network. We're asking for our network to listen and to really be adhered to that. I wanted to introduce him and let you guys get to know him always. He's out here in Southern California, originally from Columbus, Ohio, but we're introducing him to the network. So, you know, it must be good because if it wasn't, I wouldn't play it. But I want to give the Covenant Partners, I'm going to give always opportunity to get a headset on. so his voice is clear. I want to bring Evangelist Virginia Valentine because I know she is always on point live here on the network. Evangelist, good evening and welcome to Man Up. You know, Pastor Dwayne is still live. Minister Dion is still live. Myself is still live. Minister Carolyn is not live, but is available. Evangelist Virginia? Okay, see, she'll hang up quick when she can't get through. Pastor Dwayne, come back in and intercede with us. Anybody else want to get on this call, go ahead and dial one. We're ready for you. Minister Dion, don't be scared. Go on and speak, man. If something's in your spirit, let it out. We want to hear from you. It's still time.
Yes, sir. We want to hear all the knowledge you got, my brother.
Man, this is an awesome broadcast that you got here going, brother. But now I'm enjoying this, man. You know, we got to talk after this. Amen.
Oh, yeah. I know your spirit is leaping because the spirit of confirmation is awesome. When you be like, you know, when you said this to me, well, why did we meet? Until we start doing some things, then you be like, now I understand. I can see the light. I see the vision.
Yes.
I see what God is doing. Ooh, get out the way and watch God move because we are of excellence here for the body of Christ. Man Up the Movement here live on the Now Network. Anybody, dial one. Evangelist Virginia, she hung up and came back. Woman of God, welcome to the broadcast.
Welcome. Hello. Oh, Jesus. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Everybody. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord at all
Jesus.
Times. Way
oh
down
God,
and back. Back.
Glory to God.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes. And a beautiful place to live.
Oh, my God. wait a minute. Hold on. That's only at your house.
Yes.
You the
no,
only
sir.
House. Wait. I'm going to put you under the bus. You the only house that. It can be a flood all up in Baton Rouge, and your house is still dry.
Hallelujah.
What's up with that? What's up with that, woman of God? How you make that happen?
That was God. Me and God. Me and God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Y'all better hear this. Water everywhere.
Yeah.
Family came and rescued her and said, no, get out of here. Took her away, and then when they came back, house was still dry. Everything else was wet. Oh, my God. You better believe in him.
My God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. God takes care of me. He got me. He had me in his wings, under his arm.
Yes. Jesus.
Oh, I was looking at, oh, Jesus. He said in Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High.
Come on.
Shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
My God.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And then he comes back, and I quote this every night, every chance I get. He given his angels charge over me. That nothing shall come nigh my dwelling, and no evil shall befall me.
Woo!
That's who I'm serving. Oh, Jesus.
Thank God.
Yes,
oh, my God.
He that dwelleth in the secret place. You know where that secret place is? It's under the shadows of the Almighty. It's under the arms of God. He'll shield you and he'll protect you. Hallelujah, Jesus. He that dwelleth. Yes. Y'all know what? I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I am blessed. And I am highly favored.
Hallelujah.
God has came through so many times for me. When everywhere else around me was flooded, my house was the only one that the water stopped. When it got to my house, I know that's God. Every house around me was flooded. The church down the street had so much water you couldn't even see the church, and my house still standing.
My God.
I had just remodeled my house, and I said, devil, you ain't going of my home. God, this is God's house. This is God's house. We had some weather the other night, and guess what? It still passed by me. You know why? I got to share this. God showed me. We don't believe in angels, okay? But we better believe there are angels. We don't believe in angels. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But there are angels. God showed me a great, big, tall angel standing in the front of my house. And he told me he was there to protect me. He told me, y'all, he was so big and so he was just so tall. I could see a light. I could see a glass. And he said he's here to protect you. And I believe it with all of my heart.
Yes, yes, Lord.
I'm serving a true and a living God. I'm serving a true and a living God. And everybody on this airwaves, listen to me tonight. Y'all, oh, Jesus. God is an awesome God. And so, somebody may not even know it that's listening right now. And I heard you say something, man of God, about taking the word to the people. Because the people ain't coming after people will ever, never come to church. Mm-hmm. That's a people would never, ever come to church. And God has told us in his word to go into the highways and the byways. We got to go to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Go to where they are. They, some of them will never come to church. Take this Now Network. Take the broadcast. Take ever what you got. And the young
put
man
on
the phone and his wife.
People don't want to call. Just go put your phone on speaker.
Yes. Put it on there.
Oh,
and
my
I want
God.
To say tonight mm-hmm. to the young lady, White Lady Maya, and her husband Dion, I believe. When y'all get together, y'all and man, the man of God, Pastor E, y'all get together and watch what happens. Watch God move. Watch God move. Watch him move. I hope
Ooh.
Y'all believe that tonight. God is getting ready to move.
Well, since you said that, can I tell you what I believe? God has already moved. God has already moved. We
yes,
gotta move. We gotta get in. Like everything God has done is finished. He's just showing
yes.
us His revelation.
Yes.
In the willingness to trust in Him.
Yes.
Don't trust that
well,
He gonna build a new world. Don't trust that He gonna recreate something else. Trust that He gonna lead
yes.
you to the right people. That's gonna say yes when you say yes. That urgency
well,
of the spirit.
That
leaping of the spirit. Now you say, I'm new.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You
better
leave.
You know, I gotta preach on me. They started it yesterday, y'all. I'm gonna tell you already. Yeah. They put me. They made me get all up in there. Y'all know, Pastor E, I go hard. Well, I'm going hard. Don't incite me to give a word.
Well, let's give one tonight. Come on.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Jesus.
That's all
yes.
I got. Repent. I don't care how
repent.
Great you are, how good you are. Repent.
Yes. Repent.
So you can
the
believe.
Of God is at hand.
Then you can really forgive. That's a principle.
Yes,
repent, so. Believe, forgive.
Oh,
repent, believe, forgive.
Repent,
repent, believe, forgive. Because if you
and
don't forgive, neither will you. You ain't going to get no forgiveness.
And you know what, man of God, you keep saying, repent, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand.
Ooh, I can't get
repent.
Off of it. I'm not trying to claim. I'm not trying to claim the reincarnation of nothing. You know,
yes.
be like that's what the John said, and then that was the first message Ooh. That Jesus said. But the Bible says, if I believe in Him and the works that He do, I can do also.
Yes.
We got to look farther than healing the sick and walking on water. We got to look at prayer.
Yes.
I can
yes.
give everybody a quiz tonight on the Now Network. I'm going to ask you this question, and don't answer it. Just go home and think about it. Do you know, and all my covenant members, don't say it out loud because we've already talked about this, but do you know what Jesus did the most on earth?
Mm.
When you figure that one out, you know what you need to do more of.
Love.
Yes, Lord.
If you ain't a Bible scholar and if you ain't studied and you ain't been on the network before, I'm going to give it away. When I studied Jesus and I looked at what did he do more? Oh, yes, he healed the sick.
No.
He raised the dead. He healed the blind. He healed the lame. He healed the Samaritan. He healed everybody. But the most thing he did most on this earth was to pray.
Pray.
He spent more time on the mountain than he did in the valley. He spent more time with the Father than he did with the disciples. He spent more time, oh my God, in the presence of his Father.
Yes.
That he can have clear direction.
Yes.
Clear direction.
My God.
If I don't spend time with God, I cannot know God. I cannot follow God. I can't do God. I can't preach God.
No, you can't.
That's man enough.
You got to spend time with him. Ooh. You got to be in fellowship with him.
Come on,
him.
Let's shut this
fellowship
program down because I'm ready to go with him right along. I'm ready to go get with him one-on-one. We can just shut down the whole broadcast. I'm going to shut down for a whole week, and I'm just going to spend time with God.
Oh, my God.
See, that wouldn't be fair because what God has for me is for me, but I now have to release it that you can get it and know that he's available for you. Somebody taught you a lesson last week that said you had to go through them or you had to listen to this program or you had to do that. Let me tell you something right now. You can have God one-on-one when you choose him and give him your best.
Give him your best.
Confess with your mouth that he is Lord.
And man of God.
Believe in your heart.
Spending time with him. Yeah.
Spending
time with him. Being in fellowship with him.
Yes.
Have a relationship with him. Ooh. Lay on your face. Lay on your face. Get on your knees.
I'm sorry,
knees.
Minister Dion. We go there.
Oh, hallelujah. I got my phone on me. Thank God. Hallelujah. That's right.
Jesus.
Spend time with him. Yes.
Spend time with him. Commune with him. Lock on with him. Let him love on you and let you love on him.
Yes, Jesus.
Let him
link up with
on
him
you
now.
And you love back on him.
Ooh,
link up with him now.
Right now.
Yes, my God.
Love on
link
God.
Up with him now.
Now, right now, when? Now, when? Now, right now, when? Now, right now. Right
ooh,
now,
Jesus,
when?
Jesus.
Now. Right now, Jesus, when, y'all? Now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, faith is the substance of the faith, hope for the evidence of things not seen. Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
now,
Jesus.
When? Now, hey, Lord. When,
hallelujah,
now,
Jesus.
When? Now.
Now.
Lord. Now, faith is the substance of the faith, hope for.
Now.
The evidence of faith not seen. When, y'all?
Somebody
now,
needs to do a study on now.
Now.
Right now.
Right now. Right now.
Oh, Heavenly
now.
Father God, we thank you. 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 We desire
you,
Lord.
Lord.
We thirst you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
We thirst for you, Jesus.
We
are there any worshipers
you,
on the line tonight? I need those covenant prayer warriors and those
we
covenant worshipers to come on and just praise him.
We hung up for you, Lord.
Because everything we said is for his glory.
It's
everything we mentioned
glory.
Is for his glory. Take us out the equation.
God.
Take us out of the picture. Remove us from the message and see the message from God.
He's
talking to you one-on-one.
One-on-one, hey, Jesus, because we don't glory in ourselves. God
oh, my
glory.
God.
We can't glory in ourselves. God get the glory. You
thank
better
you,
give
Jesus.
God some glory. You better give God some glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus.
Ooh,
hallelujah
bless his
to
name.
You,
bless
hallelujah
his name. Bless his
you,
name.
Jesus.
Bless his name. Apostle
hallelujah
Barbara
you,
Williams,
Jesus.
We want to bring
ooh,
you on
Jesus.
In. Welcome to Man of the Moment.
Praise
Shabbat.
God, everybody.
See,
I give
my word
honor.
For you tonight.
I give
Wait,
honor.
That's my word for you tonight. Shabbat.
Hallelujah. You don't want me to get started. Hallelujah.
Now,
come on over on the Lord's side.
Wait till I bring my boy Always On to close us out. Y'all going to really get fired up. We got it going on here on
Praise
the
God.
Network tonight.
I just want to tell y'all, man of God, the table is spreaded. Come on over and feast of the Lord is going on. Come on where the table is spreaded. Come on over here. There's food on the table, and you can drink from the fountain. You can eat from the word of God. Just come on over now. N-O-W, right now, come on over and eat and sup with the Father. He's sitting at the table with his hands wide open. He said, come and follow me. You'll never thirst no more. You'll never hungry no more. Come on over in the Lord's house. And the kingdom of God is within you now. Hallelujah. Praise
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, we got Dallas, Texas in the house. Oh, we
come
look,
on.
Look at the territories. We touch it right here tonight.
Come on
by the
over.
Word
the manna.
God and oh, by our testimony.
Oh, glory to God. God will supply your every need. Come on.
When?
If you want to know Jesus, you want to get to know him. We can
when?
Tell you how to get to know him. Now, right now, we want some souls
when?
For the kingdom of God. Oh, glory to God. Right now. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Spirit is
come
moving.
On over here. Oh,
just,
God.
Just,
hallelujah. I thank God for the angels.
You ain't even
hallelujah.
Got a dial one. You sitting there
praise
and you
God.
And
hallelujah.
You, just connect with the testimony of the word that's going forth. I'm bubbling right now, and I'm not even sick. I know ain't nothing wrong with me because I'm bubbling in the Holy Spirit by the connection. It doesn't matter where you are geographically. By the Spirit, we are on one accord. When?
Yes.
When?
Now.
We can all worship
now.
This is for the saints of God who are fed. Hey, come on now for his chosen people. Y'all come on in and dine with us. God does feed you. He will supply your every need right now.
Jesus.
His hand is never too short.
Jesus.
Glory right now.
My God.
Oh, glory to God. Come on in.
Yes.
The door is wide open.
Yes.
Come on in. Walk through that open door. And just
worship
shut the back
him.
Door. Shut the back door. Shut the past door. Shut the door. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. When you hear something in the Spirit, you need to connect to it. Now, that wasn't for me.
Hallelujah.
But when she said, shut the back door.
Shut the back door. And come on through the front.
The sound of her voice. Ooh. You need to shut that back door.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Stop letting them in.
Hallelujah.
Stop letting them creep in late night. Stop letting them call you late night. Stop doing anything that is not honorable to God. That's what the back door is all about.
Yes. Stop peeping through the windows. And come on in. Stop peeping through the windows trying to listen in the Spirit.
The back door represents those hidden things.
That's it.
In the
God.
Name of Jesus. Shut the back door.
Shut the back door. Shut the back door. Come on through the front.
I am fine.
Don't just stand
at
the door and look at it, but just go on and walk through it and sup with us. Come on and eat over
here
where the table is spread.
Come on, don't be scared.
He said, I know thy works. Behold, I said before thee an open door. No man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength and have kept my word and had not denied my name. Come through the front door. Shut the back door. Shut the back door.
Don't
leave that back door open. Don't be scared. It's about the blood of Jesus. It's about the blood. The blood is on the doorpost. Shut the back door.
Sunday. That needs to be a universal blessing Sunday. Shut the back door.
Man, that's my message for next Thursday.
You preach that from the east to the west, to the north, to the south. Shut the back door.
Pastor E, y'all. Come on, man. I got to preach this next month, man. I done let y'all in, Lord Jesus. Y'all shut the back door. Shut the back door. Y'all come over here and eat.
Yes.
Okay, well, check this out. Okay. All right. Here, I'm going to be, you remember I said earlier, everything must be done decently and in order.
That's it.
The topic
That's
for crossover. Now, there, you know, some people online tonight that hasn't been with us for years, but we don't recognize years. We look at seasons. Now, right now, here on the
Now
Network, we are in preparation for the crossover. The crossover from 2017 to the crossover to 2018.
Yes.
The subject for the revival this year, if you want to preach, get with me. I got slots open. We try to go 24 hours straight. But the subject for the crossover is shut the back door.
Shut the back door. Shut the back door. I'm not trying to be country, but shut the back door.
Shut the back door. Can we get a word? We looking for hours.
Man.
Every minister is. We're asking every person that petitions to serve a word that they give us an hour. But we want to hear about shutting the back door.
Yes, we do. The table is spread. And you got to feed these people, man of God. You got to invite these chosen people to sit with you, come and dine.
Oh, my God. Shut the back door.
See, your chosen people can only sit at this table.
Oh, my God.
But see, he said many are called, but few are chosen. Now, we can all eat the manna. Because he does feed us now. He will supply. He have all kind of supplies.
But you got to come to the front door to sit at the table.
You got to come to the front door in order to sit at the table. Prodigal son was invited to the table.
Shut
so if you that prodigal son and you feeling lost, or you that prodigal daughter, come on in. Just shut the back door. Maybe. Come on in. Have a seat.
Take a seat.
Just for anybody just for anybody out there that's saying, why are they so happy? Why are they in such agreement? Because you know, when you go with the word, you can't go wrong. See, everything must be done decently in order. That's why we stay with the word, because we ain't got to worry about arguing. We ain't got to worry about fighting. We got to just start speaking the word, and then start leaping in you. We'd be like, wait a minute, that was mine. No, that's God.
Yes,
shut
God
the back
word.
Door. Shut the back door. 2017.
Yes, I have something I would like to say.
Come on,
Evangelist. Pastor Barbara. Apostle Barbara, yes, when I heard you say shut the back door, and then you say come in and dine at the table. Well, the Holy Spirit just dropped in my spirit. He said, I'll prepare a table before you.
Yes.
I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy.
But you got to wash your hands before you can come and sit at this table.
You can see him spreading the table before his enemy. You're going to sit there and you're going to see it with your own eyes that he said, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy.
I'm talking about Honda, Mercedes, Cadillacs, and everything else. Shabaka.
Because you got to clean yourself. That's what we're talking about, baptism. Clean yourself.
Yeah. Then we can shabak, can't we? We all can shabak after we sit at the table because we're chosen of God.
My God.
But don't you know it starts with me? We can sit out here and shout all we want to.
Clean them hands.
But it's still
too much germs.
You
got to clean them.
I got to get me together.
I got to start with
me. I'm so happy that we're in agreement, but it still goes back to you doing it. Don't think you can ride on my coattail. Don't think you can ride on somebody else's anointing. Don't think you can ride on somebody else's ministry.
Come on.
You better get your own self together and man up, woman up, and do the work.
Yes. That you've been called.
Can we
start a
hashtag? Hashtag do the work now.
Do the work now. We don't want paper plates, paper cups. We don't want paper utensils.
Jesus.
We go in the bathroom, we wash our hands. But when you come to the table, we don't want no fake. Because, see, he's real. God is real. The Holy Ghost is real. Jesus is real.
Oh, yes, he is.
And when you come on this side, it's real. There's an anointing.
Yes.
There's the Spirit of God. He's Spirit. He's not flesh. And he knows when you've been naughty or not. See, he's checking the list, and he's checking it twice. And he knows when you've been naughty. He knows when you've been not doing what you're supposed to do. Because he's going to reveal whatever you're out there doing. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to come on here, y'all.
Don't you know you can bring it back home and make it for God? I love my homies that be doing that G-Mix. They be doing a G-Mix. Yeah. They'll take a song from the world and G-Mix it and put some Christian lyrics to it. That's a G-Mix. Before
all right,
we, I want to bring it. I want to be respectful. We got Holy Ghost feel. We gonna go back there. But I invited a friend of mine to come by here tonight. We really don't know each other except through the unction of the Holy Spirit. They call him Always. Always, welcome to the Now Network. How are you, my brother?
Man, I'm doing awesome.
Awesome? I mean, like spectacular.
Well, Jesus is awesome. I'm just up under him.
There we go, man. I can't explain to you how I'm as excited on how God is moving and how we can really ignite him forever. So
well,
that's what I'm about to do. I'm getting ready to mute everybody else so we can get an opportunity to get your testimony and you to really introduce yourself here to the Now Network. We have had an awesome anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I know it's that time, but I want to give you an opportunity, just you alone, to share with our audience what God has done for you in your life and why you're here tonight.
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank you, Pastor E, for having me tonight. And I just wanted to let you know I'm from Columbus, Ohio. And when I was 4 years old, the bullies in the neighborhood threw me in an abandoned refrigerator. And it was on its side. And I was suffocating, dying slowly. And I called out the name of Jesus. My grandmother used to take me to church. And then when I was 4 years old, I called out the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, that refrigerator door opened up. And from that day forward, I knew that Jesus was real at the tender age of four. So when you say shut the back door, God will open that front door.
Come on.
Because if you're in trouble, Jesus is there. If you really know his name and his power, and there's power in his name. So I just wanted to share that from a tender age. But go ahead.
No. I was giving you I had muted my mic. I was giving you an opportunity to really share because we're going to share your song from Where I Come From.
I've listened
to some of your other songs, but when you sent me that track today, the enemy didn't want it on my network.
You right?
Because the spirit of competition and the spirit of self gets involved when God is trying to move. I thank you for pressing, and I thank me for pressing, because I could have got an attitude and be like, oh, delete. But God said no.
Yeah, definitely.
God says, it's not your will, but my will be done. We got a testimony even today. We ain't going to tell everybody because we ain't at the end of it yet until the glory. Okay. We got a testimony that's being built off of our connection. That's why I know we're supposed to be together, because there was a lot of things, trigger things. Do you ever recognize when God is really moving in your life, trigger things will make you want to quit?
Well, I know the reason why I'm here tonight. My grandmother prayed me through. She's on the beat of glory, and she's in heaven. But she prayed me through because I came from a prostitute mama, and I came from a musician daddy.
Yes.
And I was on the wrong side of the tracks, but God made it the right side of the tracks. And that's why I'm so authentic, because I know who I am and whose I am.
Yes. Well, I want you to introduce.
And I'm a five-fold ministry. Coming straight out of Columbus, Ohio, World Harvest Rob Parsley. He baptized me 31 years ago, and that's why I'm a five-fold ministry: apostolic, prophetic, evangelistic, as well as the teachings and the preachings. and the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus. So you connected with that I am fivefold.
I am fivefold.
Introduce your hit, man. This is exclusive here on the Now Network. We have already listened to our hip hop hour on the Now Radio for You broadcast. But I want to give you the opportunity to share as soon as you finish. I am going to play this. Don't hang up, y'all. Listen to this song because I need y'all opinions. I need you guys to promote this thing. We're going to get it on Facebook. We're going to get it on YouTube. We're going to get it out there that our network can be involved. But we want to know the heart of what God has said to you,
man,
in this.
Man, this song took me 2 months to write. I was on the floor just crying because it's my authentic testimony in a nutshell. It's like a 3-minute movie. And from where I'm from, is every city got a ghetto. And I survived the ghetto that God allowed me to survive so I can pull up other people out the ghetto and let them know that your word is now. It's now. So poverty is not now, but prosperity is now. So from where I'm from, so I'm in Beverly Hills now, but I used to be in the worst ghetto in Columbus, Ohio. So this is my story. It's called Froms, Where I'm From. God bless you.
Fearless, living on peerless. You don't know where I'm from. If you don't know, now you know. I'm from this crazy circle west side. My first 5 years of my life. When I was 6, my mama moved it to the east side. Prejudice was sick, all black community. With my sister and brother being white, we always had to fight. Ashamed memories bring the pain. We started out rough. Ben Brook had us all shook. Mama go-go dancing, pimp romancing, grandma enhancing her lifestyle. Time to testify with tears in my eyes. Time to let that truth fly. My, oh my, walking with that blue sky.
You don't know where I'm from.
You don't know where I'm from.
If you don't know, now you know. Every city got a ghetto.
Body to make that ends meet. That's when me and my brother laced up the cleats and learned how to compete. Only Christmas Eve was sweet. Presents under the tree, the rest of the year straight misery. Mama tried to make it all up in one day. Christmas the rest of the day, always had to leave. My story most people couldn't believe, wouldn't believe, shouldn't believe. Now you know why I we achieved and received his destiny. Although my history was total difficulty, now I got the victory.
You don't know where I'm from.
I'm from the ghetto.
If you don't know, you don't
now
know
you know.
Every city got a ghetto.
Every city got
you
a ghetto.
You don't know where I'm from. If you don't know,
you
now,
know,
you know,
now you know.
Every city got a ghetto.
The ghetto, I had nothing to lose. Just in the city blues. Always thought I was gonna blow a fuse. Always cool, class clown getting laughs, causing havoc, breaking all the rules. My dreams, you had no clue on what always was here to do. Blue too, your silly rabbit dreams are for kids. Now look what I just did, giving hope to the inner city kids. The give is to live, the hide is to forbid. The live is to love, and love is to be or not to be. Sincerely, passionately, love is the key to be free. Come walk with me,
no more food to kill,
and be free.
You don't know where I'm from.
I'm from the ghetto.
If you don't know, now you know. Every city got a ghetto. You don't know where I'm from.
You don't know where I'm from.
If you don't know,
now you
know. Every city got a ghetto.
You It has debuted here on the Now Network. From Where's I... Come on, brother, you got to name that one. It says, From Where's I
from
Am
where's
From.
I'm from.
From Where's I'm From. That is awesome. I want you guys to know that as we continue to connect with different artists, you know, when you see me, you go see Always. We definitely have the Fall Festival in Bellflower this weekend, Friday, from 3 to 7.
Yeah, we 3 to 7.
We got VLB coming out. We got so many artists coming out. We're hoping that Always is going to make, but if he don't make that one, we are about to set up the Best of Both Worlds concert in Compton that we could take it all over the nation. Yes, secular rap and Christian rap, the Best of Both Worlds. We are going to do this thing. You know, Two Crunk is in, Justified is in, Pyrex is in. We got all kind of secular artists that are already in.
Always is in.
Always already sold himself out. He said, I'm in, and he wants to do this too. But it doesn't have to be in California. Just like my brother is in North Carolina, we are getting ready to put together some things that we can do some video streamings of concerts across the nation.
Amen.
Let's get this hip-hop out there to the nations that people can hear what's going on. Always, God bless you, man. Please share your Instagram, your how people can get in touch with you. He's available for independent services, for concerts or whatever, and he will be connected with the Now Network. But we want to let you give opportunity to share your social media plugs.
Now the record label's on too. If Mr. Ford, are you there?
What number is he?
He's a 575. He's in the Virginia area.
No, he's not on the board. If you ask him to dial one, I don't see him on here. But let's not even waste the time on that because we're at the end of the broadcast.
Well,
I'm gonna set up something. Yeah. I'm gonna set up something with us to come back and do a independent show just for you that you can get introduced to our network. And you can invite those people in at that time. We'll talk afterwards to get that going.
All right.
But do you know where I come from? Yeah, you know, Compton, straight in the house. But guess what? I came from Jesus. Because before I raised in Compton, I was created in him. Oh, my
Amen.
God. Thanks, Always, man. We're going to be in contact. And guess what? You know the real Pastor E now, right?
Man, Pastor E, we appreciate you. And just, know... I'm going to always carry Jesus.
That's all that matters. If you carry Jesus, we can walk together. It's all good. I'm going to call you after the broadcast. Minister Dion, are you still there?
Yes, amen. I'm still here.
Have I done too much for you? We kind of try to bring in all little entries because it takes a universal connection. And we've really toned into that here, and it goes every night. We could be talking about tomorrow night, the news network. We're going to get universal. Women Speak Now, we're going to get universal. 52 Weeks of Love, we're going to get universal. Real Talk with Pastor E, we're going to get real universal. I want to, since I mentioned Real Talk, this Saturday morning, I need brothers to listen to this broadcast because one of my friends, James Anthony Yule, is going to be on board, and he is successful in hair and clothes and in entrepreneurship. But don't you know, before you can ever become victorious, you got to understand your victimhood and get released from that. So we're talking about from victim to victorious with James Anthony Yule on Real Talk with Pastor E this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This brother has been abused in a relationship. And there's a lot of men out there. This is the month of spouse abuse and domestic violence. We want to acknowledge, first of all, that, yes, the majority is man against woman. But the hidden secret is women against men. And we got a testimony this Saturday of a man who went through it, but now is victorious because of being a victim. Going to hear that testimony Saturday. Join in on that broadcast. It's going to be dynamic. Minister Dion, any closing remarks from you, any closing plugs, this is your time.
Hey, man, I just want to say I enjoyed this broadcast, man. All the ministers and apostles, prophets that came on with you, I tell you, man, you got a great, awesome team there. I thank God for you, Pastor E, and we definitely would definitely be getting in touch. You know, we got some things to do, brother. Amen.
Just say higher. Just say higher. 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 Higher.
Higher, higher,
higher, higher, higher. Higher when?
Higher
now.
Higher
now. Higher now.
Higher.
Oh, I hear people in the. I hear people in the spirit that I got them on mute saying higher now. Oh my God.
Yes.
Can't wait to see what God is already done that we're getting in line with. Man, I love you, man. I appreciate you. I honor you. But I want you to know this tonight, and anybody under the sound of my voice, that you know that you are beautifully made by God. And even though you're doing what you may think is the right thing, there still may be those certain voices or certain past memories that are telling you you're no good and you'll never make it. Put that under your foot, because you are God's greatest miracle. He intended for you to be awesome, to be totally filled with the Spirit, that you can now do His will instead of yours. When you're doing His will, everybody gets blessed. When you're doing His will, everybody gets saved. When you're doing His will, everybody gets delivered. When you're doing His will, oh, you are out the equation, and you can really see God move in your life through other people. See, the example is the most important thing we can ever have. You can have a testimony. You better get one. You can have a story. You better, that's that comes with the territory. But when you can be an example of not what I used to be, but what you see today, not from my mouth, but from my actions. I mean, I thank God for this broadcast. I thank for everybody that has been a part of it. Know that you are loved by this man of God, without any resort or any confusion, because I know I'm just like you and you're just like me. I love you. God bless you guys tonight. You got it. All you got to do is just receive it. Join us tomorrow, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, for Wake Up in Your Mind. Get up in your thinking. Move in your purpose. Yes, that's live with Pastor E on Facebook Live. And we don't even know what God is going to say. We just excited that He has given us an opportunity to do it. Join us tomorrow night for that, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Yeah. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.